This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning. Another fabulous show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An interesting mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is the voice of reason, Tass. Paul is on panel. Fiona is away and the Welsh toy boy is on social media. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 6th of May. 9 degrees, heading for a top of 13. Big show coming up today. Two segments with Sally Capp. A special interview with Graham Ashton, Chief Commissioner of Police, who actually retires on the 26th of June. And in the second hour, we've actually got three different commentators on the situation in the United States of amnesia. And that is Nicholas Rees, Thalia Anthony and Timothy Leach, all experts, all academics in their chosen field and specialising in US politics and in some cases the voting system, the justice system, Black Lives Matter. So good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Have you had a good week?
I've had a good week, yeah. Yeah, not bad at all. Can't complain.
Excellent. That's
what about
really
you?
Good to hear. Look, I've had an interesting week, Macca.
Yeah?
You know, it never, sometimes it, if it doesn't rain, it pours sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's all right as long as the roof doesn't leak.
I've had that problem as well.
You have, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I fixed it though.
Yeah?
Daryl, the roof, has fixed it for me.
Yep, very good.
Daryl's a 70-year-old chap who turns up in a pair of gumboots.
That all?
A white bucket, no. A white bucket with a bit of caulking stuff, a brush and a few bits and pieces, and literally climbs up a tall ladder on a very, walks across a very steep roof. And, you know, the thought just petrifies
can't watch.
Me. I can't watch him, but he says, oh, mate, he says, I've been doing it all my life, I'm fine.
Yeah. And then you hear this dull thud. Bang. So, look, the big news of the week is the state government had commissioned an independent report into the medically safe injecting facility in North Richmond.
In all honesty, did you expect the result? Did you expect there to be an announcement of a second injecting facility in Melbourne?
I did, and I tell you why, because the one that is there is overwhelmed. It's absolutely overwhelmed, and it's based, you know, the deliberations and the findings of the report are based on evidence. And one of the things, for example, the evidence is Ambulance Victoria have recorded a 36% drop in call-outs in the area around the North Richmond facility when it's open, you know, for drug-related ambulance attendants. Mm. A 36% drop when it's open. So you won't find a paramedic in Victoria who doesn't support the injecting facility. And in fact, the ex-chair of Ambulance Victoria on this very station a few years ago, Tass, an ex-police commissioner, Ken Lay, but he was chair of Ambulance Victoria.
Yes, no, I recall the interview very well.
And
when he put the question to him.
He did, and when he said, there is no convincing evidence that he's seen to not do it, to not give it a go. A few years down the track, we've done it, and I'm not denying.
But Macca, you know, you are a student of politics.
Mm-hmm.
Did you actually see, did you really believe that government was going to announce a second injecting facility?
That's what I wanted.
Of course we all wanted it.
I believe the evidence is there. And having lost a sister to a drug overdose, that's what I wanted. Did I think they would do this? I hope they would do this.
Well, I recall the 1999 election, Macca.
Yes.
Where Steve Bracks went to the polls with a policy commitment to establish five.
Yes.
Dandenong, Footscray, St Kilda, the CBD and Fitzroy Richmond.
Yeah.
Depending on where it was at the time. The legislation did not get through the upper house, so it was rolled.
Yeah.
Now, I always thought that they were the right locations, they were the right places. In some respects, you need to think about injecting facilities perhaps being a little bit more agile than just in fixed locations, so that as the trade moves, as people move around, you might be able to relocate it easily.
Yep.
And I was actually hopeful there would be a second one, and perhaps even more than a second one, but it caught me by surprise, to be honest.
Mm.
I thought the effort would be on trying to justify the existing one, but in fact what they've done is said, this one is overwhelmed.
Well, City of Yarra...
And there are the second largest number of overdose deaths...
Is in the City of Melbourne.
Is in the City of Melbourne.
Behind City of Yarra. So, look, what we're going to do is... it wasn't... I can't say I expected it.
Mm.
I hoped for it.
Yeah.
I knew it would be an independent report. I knew it would be a great piece of work. I knew it would be based on evidence. And, you know, I don't deny there have been issues around the facility... For local people and for others, but
it does come with a $9 million package to improve,
and it does to improve that,
which is exactly the right.
It's about saving lives, and I can say this to you: if such a facility had been around in 2006, my sister would still be here.
Mm.
Now, and Macca, she's not.
Now, Macca, we've got a bit of breaking news.
Yes.
Today marks the very first 24-hour period where Victoria has not had a single coronavirus infection.
Well, let's jump forward 2 weeks after Black Lives Matter march today and see whether it's the same case.
Yes.
I think, look, this is a really difficult subject, Tass. I support this march 100%. I support the purpose behind it. I support the commitment of the people.
And you would ordinarily be there, wouldn't you?
I would.
Had the environment been different, you would probably
absolutely
be there.
And what I don't support is it taking place at the moment. I don't care what level of protection people are saying is going to be taken. You cannot have that many people, you know, in an area up close and personal, you know, shouting without the potential risk of the spread of the virus. And I don't want that. We've 24 hours, we haven't had one. People will criticise me for this. I'll stand on my record on these issues. They shouldn't be doing it. They're putting people's lives at risk. And they're actually putting lives at risk in their own community.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.